We are moving now into the Netzach of Hod. We've actually been in it today, the whole day, and it's the 32nd day. So we'll be moving into the 33rd. And we're looking now at the endurance in humility. That's what we're really focused on, is how enduring your humility is. How much can you really stand up for a cause you commit to? Do you bend, do you fold, do you give in too quickly? Or can you really stay committed when you say you're standing up for something? Can you accept what role you accept in that position and then still support it, still stay with it, and not just give in with it because it becomes difficult or becomes challenging or more demands are made of you? So we're looking at how enduring you can hold that, or do people look at you and see that you're humble and you appreciate that your strength comes from a divine source, and that actually makes you weak because you're not arrogant and built up about where your strength comes from, that you're saying to people, well, I'm strong because I'm strong, instead of saying, I recognize that I'm strong, but I also recognize that comes from a divine source that empowers me to be strong. So if people see you as wishy-washy and a bit of a pushover, then you're not standing in an endurance of humility. We're only standing there when we're standing strong. If you don't stand up for what you believe in, you'll fall down for anything. So at some point, you have to be standing strong with your belief systems. Today has a very special aspect to it. Today is called Lev Ba'omer. It's Lamed Bet. So that's how we count in Hebrew. You count with the letters, and the word Lev is spelled Lamed Bet, and this and Bet is 2, and Lamed is 3. And so today is actually called the heart of the Omer, which is a very interesting position for it to be. And the endurance and humility is a beautiful way to express it. Moving into Lag Ba'omer, which is the 33rd day of the Omer, we're looking at being in the energy of Hod Shebehod, which is the humility in humility, which obviously has a magnificent quality to it. And it's a time at which we also recognize we have submitted to this process in building ourselves up to be worthy of receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai on Shavuot. And if we aren't willing to do the work, and we aren't willing to recognize we have to do the work, then how do we actually ever look up and acknowledge there's a divine source that is bigger than us, that is empowering us in our world? So the Hod Shebehod, that humility in humility, is taking that opportunity to say, I know I'm not bigger than you. Whoever it is that's out there, who we call God or Hashem, I know I'm not bigger than you. I know that I don't have more power than you. And I recognize I stand before you in this growth process, and thank you for the opportunity to celebrate some of it. And so we have a recess in the middle of the Omer that gives us the opportunity to celebrate. And then we get back into it for a while, and then it's over. This is like the last 10 kilometers of the comrades. You don't give in now. You don't back down. I mean, this is the final stretch, and it's time to really renew the efforts we have to look at ourselves and be willing to change and willing to reflect and say, you know what, that's not really working for me. I want to be better. I want to be different, and I'm willing to do the work it takes to be a better version of myself. So this is